3:35.
Your mind. This is the preview hour, and we set the table for the day on the program, and we have a busy one today for you. The Golden Girls will be here in just a little bit to wrestle might be a little strong, I don't know, tackle the issues from the left and from the right. UND head hockey coach Dave Haxtell from Philadelphia. That's right, Philly, where the NCAA National Championship, the Frozen Four, will take place tomorrow night. And of course, the championship game on Saturday, University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux will take on the University of Minnesota Gophers, and we'll chat with the coach today about that fun, exciting lineup. I'm looking forward to that. We have a Common Core debate on the program today. Folks from both sides of that issue are going to face off, and we'll give you a chance to pick a side. And then it's Wednesday, so that means the Talk Radio Town Hall and Congressman Kevin Cramer. So how's that for a busy lineup? And if that's not enough, the one and only Leon Francis, a great voice of common sense, who slid into the afternoon slot as the replacement for Mark Skogervo, Mark the Freedom Poet, our good buddy who is on an assignment he put himself on to make a difference in the U.S. couple of key Senate races in the primary down in South Dakota and Iowa. And so Mark's off on an assignment, and shepherding the Common Sense Club in Mark's absence is the one and only Leon Francis, who is a fairly frequent guest of ours here on the program, someone I first met at a tea party probably 4 or 5 years ago, and has been a good friend since, and has gone on to try and influence conservative causes in North Dakota. The Tea Party Caucus has been one of his efforts and endeavors, and we're pleased to have him man on the mics from 2 until 5 in Mark's absence on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090 KTGO. How are you, Leon?
Well, Scott, Leon's actually not in this morning. It'll be me. I'll do some sports at 8:40 with you, but Leon will be in later today from 2 to 5.
All right. For some reason, I thought he was popping in this morning. I think I had bad info on that, but that's all right. I want to give him a chance to do a little free plug for the show. He's offered generously, by the way, to do some shilling for me in my mayoral candidacy of Bonanzaville. And if you haven't yet, excuse me, had a chance to vote on that effort, I hope you'll do that. Bonanzaville, the website is the place to do that. You can also call them. I have a frog in my throat, in case you hadn't noticed. Let me take a little sip of water here live on the air and try and remedy this situation. There we go. Much better. So check that out, too, at bonanzaville.com and vote. I need your support, ladies and gentlemen. Bonanzaville needs your support. It's a great deal. It is. So anyway, what else we got going for you today? Let me before I do anything else, and we tackle a couple of things in the news here today. Our sponsors are integral towards making this program going and making it go, keeping it going, and being an important part of what's going on today. So I want to take a moment to thank our friends at PetroServe USA. I'm on the road today. I'm actually in Bismarck. And I don't ever head out without filling up first at PetroServe USA locations. Two ways. Fill up, if it's lunchtime, supper time, that 4 for $4 deal is just fantastic. It's all day, any day, every day. Your choice of 4 items, the personal pan hot stuff pizza, the 2 cookies, and the 20-ounce fountain pop for $4. It's a great deal. You got to schedule your dining and your travels around it at PetroServe USA locations. They are, if not the busiest, one of the busiest hot stuff pizza locations in the entire country. And, of course, that hot stuff pizza is just the absolute best. Across the whole thing, the flavor is just fantastic. So it's a great deal, a 4 for $4 at PetroServe USA. And when we're on the road, which we will be, by the way, tomorrow, physically on the road to come to Bismarck today, but Bismarck's sort of one of our home bases, but we're broadcasting from the Buffalo City Grill in the Jamestown tomorrow. So looking forward to that. And brought to you by PetroServe USA, because they fill us up as we head on out, and they help America feel better, really, by having 100% American-made fuels. And they partner up those rural cornfields with the oil fields of the Bakken. So thanks to our friends at PetroServe USA and all of our sponsors for being a very integral part of what we do day in and day out. Okay, so here's the scoop. Telephone number is 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. We have a call already waiting to roll in. So, Chris, go ahead and roll that, and let's start the conversation by answering the question, what's on your mind? Tell me. Chris can't roll it. How come Chris can't roll it? Oh, yeah, that would be that'd be difficult. So he's telling me about a great call, but, yeah, we're off to a roaring start here today, aren't we? Yeah, my wires are crossed in many regards. We'll get this off-air call in. I understand it's rather lengthy, so I'm not going to have a chance to roll it before the end of this segment. But how about if we plan on that at the bottom of the hour so we can find out what's on your mind. We don't have a lot of time today for calls, so I do want to take this hour to get some, you know, get some of your thoughts, get where you're thinking early on, because as I mentioned, Coach Hackstall, top of the 9 o'clock hour, Common Core debate 9:30 to 10, Congressman Kevin Cramer in the talk radio town hall from 10 to 11, and of course we get a chance in that whole hour to take your calls and find out what's in your mind. We welcome your participation in the Common Core debate. Got a question for Coach Hackstall? That's great. We always welcome your calls, but I'm saying we love. Yesterday was a prime example. The entire 10 o'clock hour was nothing but you telling me what's on your mind. It's my favorite part of the day. And because we have a number of guests and a number of specific topics we're tackling today, we don't necessarily have a chance to just kind of find out what's on your mind. So take advantage of this hour and let us know what's on your mind at 855-200-1776. What this caller did, that I'm going to play this rather lengthy message from this listener that is... according to the ace producer, Chris, a welcome addition to the program of telling us what's on your mind. He called the number 855-200-1776 and pressed 1, which means you can leave a message. Press 2, and we get to find out firsthand what's on your mind. You let us know. A couple of things I want to talk about news-wise here. One, I just saw an email early this morning that Serge Gambucci died. And for those of you that do not know Serge Gambucci, he was a legendary educator in the public school system in Grand Forks, but probably better known for his incredible coaching skills. He coached both tennis and hockey, but hockey was probably where he became more famous just because of the legendary Grand Forks Central Redskins schools over there. 91 years old, one of those deals where certainly, you know, you don't feel sorry. You feel sad that, you know, obviously the loved ones have lost a great grandfather, father, husband, you know, all of those things, parent, the whole works. Dad's gone, right? So you still feel sad for the family members, but hard to feel sad for somebody who lived 91 great years and so many wonderful accomplishments. So shout out to the Gambucci clan today on the loss of that. And on the other end of the coaching spectrum, a great opportunity for Dave Richmond, named the 23rd men's basketball coach in NDSU history yesterday. Younger fella. What is he, 36, I think? And here he is, top of this program at 35 years old. Already about a dozen years with the NDSU basketball team, had been the associate coach, and obviously had the confidence of Gene Taylor, the NDSU athletic director, because they didn't even open that position, just said, look, he's earned it, it's his. And starts his time at the top as the head coach, so kudos to him. And you know, at a time when a lot of folks are watching that program. So wonderful, wonderful news there. Minot voters approved a second bite at the apple on new school funding. It's actually a brand new school and some additions and some safety and security measures throughout the district. Interesting there in that the voters said no the first go around to a bigger, more ambitious, more spendy plan. And this one say, no, we don't like that plan. We reject it. Put another one before us. Okay, now you got it right. Folks, that's part of the political process. You know, those pesky voters, they get a say, and I love seeing it work. And that's to me an example of it working. No on this one? Yes on this one. And here's why. You didn't need that much. Get by with this much. Very North Dakota kind of way of handling that particular situation. Want to spend a little time today on the story that's in the front page of the Fargo Forum, bottom of the fold. 77% of North Dakota residents trusting state government. Mentioned it briefly yesterday because it's another series of polls that have us atop so many different barometers. But this one, I think, is significant in that it explains the difficult job Democrats have in recruiting candidates and in making the case against Republicans. They have to almost jump the shark. And I want to talk a little bit about that today as well. That and more as we continue on What's on Your Mind. Friends, don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Like most recently, what I'm specifically talking about is smokers and this whole campaign about, you know, apartment buildings and whatnot.
That caller's talking about an issue that we tackled yesterday on the program that had to do with the latest push by the smoke police. They've taken an inordinate amount of dollars from this tobacco settlement and have this empire building, and then ultimately say that they're, you know, we don't want smoking in bars, and then it goes from smoking in bars to smoking in restaurants, and then it goes to statewide bans, and now it's going to banning smoking in homes and in apartment buildings. And we'll hear more from that caller a little later on in the program, but just wanted to tease that a little bit for you on what's on your mind. Common Core debate coming up. Talk Radio Town Hall, our weekly conversation with your member of Congress. Kevin Cramer takes your calls. By the way, questions or comments for him, welcome right now. That's normally a busy hour that we have to just pack as much in as we possibly can in the way of questions for Congressman Cramer. So if you have a comment and or question for him and want to get it in now, call 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Press 1 and leave your comment for him. The Golden Girls are here from the left, Ellen Radner, from the right, Blankita Cullum. Hopefully not driving and debating today like they were yesterday. Talk about distracted driving. Are you you two safely somewhere?
You want to know where I am? It's crazy. I'm at the doctor's office. I had to go get a I had to go get a vitamin shot.
A vitamin shot? Okay, well, good.
I have B12. You know how that is. Get a little energy going.
Yeah, I am a B12 kind of person too, but I take them orally. Do the tablets not work for you?
I think that the shots are better. They get right into your system. I'm more for the shots.
And you feel the boost when you get the B12 boost?
I do. I feel better, healthier, stronger, more vital.
I wish we could get Ellen Radner some kind of a shot that would cure her of her liberal disease. That's what I'd like.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a cure for you, Ellen.
No, there's no cure. It's in the bloodstream.
Exactly.
Listen, I put the altar up. I put pictures of Ronald Reagan. I mean, you know, I did all that stuff. I have a black candle under all the liberals trying to get their bad juju out of the house. But, you know, Ellen goes in there and she swaps them. So now poor Ronald Reagan, he's covered in black with a black candle.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Unreal. She would do that? That is a sacrilegious.
Well, of course I would.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
Doesn't surprise me one bit.
He just got mad because on the Obamacare, I put a black band on the Obamacare like it's never going to happen.
I can't imagine you two together. This is a reality show waiting to happen. When does it air is all I want to know. What time,
soon.
What channel?
We're going to do it because, yeah, you know, people need to see what this is really like.
Yeah, please do. I want to talk about an issue we're going to debate a little later on the program, get your take on this. The Common Core education standards is something that worries our listeners considerably. And we've got a number of programs on it. We've had folks on for it, for, against it, state people that like it, others that don't. And so we have a debate today on it. What people dislike about it most is this sort of top-down edict of saying, you know, they smell a rat in the woodpile, Ellen, is what they do. Should they?
No. Why should they smell a rat? There's no rats involved.
Well, one rat folks are concerned about is the big bucks, the billionaire dollars that are funneling it, funding it, which started with Bill and Melinda Gates and their foundation. And they say, hey, I'd rather not our school district go along with standards that Bill and Melinda Gates dictate with their money, but rather what our local school board does, what our local PTAs do. Keep it local. What about that argument?
Well, you know, look, I think there needs to be education standards across the United States. Even your friend George Bush tried to do that and was unsuccessful. It's very hard to fight all these little fiefdoms. People like their power.
They like their power, but the bottom line is we're bringing up kids to Ken Ed. They don't know geography. They don't study history. They're focusing on things that are more important below their belt than they are above the belt. And unfortunately, Common Core, I was trying to do some of the math that Common Core has out there that is just so bizarre. I thought to myself, gosh, bring back the old nuns that I used to have that used to just really wrap your knuckles if you couldn't figure things out mathematically. We learned Latin. We learned, very, very involved history. And I think, good grief, these kids right now, if they gave them the test that we took 30 and 40 years ago, they couldn't pass them. The sad fact of the matter is the teachers probably couldn't pass them.
Yeah, so anyway, that debate coming up today on the program. Watch your take on it as well. So welcome your calls, questions, and comments on it today on the program. What else is on your mind? What has you two revved up?
Well, the other thing is,
Keith and I were arguing today about this equal pay issue. And honestly, I think the president is doing a brilliant, wise thing.
By pandering to women, suggesting that he feels your pain, and he can.
How is equal pay and transparency pandering, Scotty?
Well, it'd be different if it was a different president who was actually transparent. I mean, you know, what was it? Somebody said that, you know, you have to watch what people say. You know, no new taxes, and they raise taxes. Well, I'll be the most honorable. I'll be most transparent. This president has been the least transparent. So, and the other thing of it is, you know, after you tell me what's wrong with me, then I'll tell you what's wrong with you. This guy hasn't even made sure that the women that are working around him have equal merit and jobs. So, you know, you've got to clean up the White House first and show it to the rest of the country. And then the last thing, and I'll shut up, is the fact that I think that poor businesses, young small businesses, any small business is burdened enough with enough regulations. Now they're going to have to sit there and jump through a few hoops.
You know, here's my deal, Ellen. With this administration, this president, seems to want to make everybody a victim. That's what I most, you know, you honestly think that the vast majority of employers out there, number one, people make their businesses go. You don't have people, you don't have it. People as in male and female. And, you know, somebody comes in that can do the job. You set a particular pay scale for that job. You really think they say, "Oh, a man's going to get? I'll give him this much. A woman, oh, I'm going to give her less." I just don't think that describes America
today. Does happen. It does happen. I will agree with Ellen. This is where Ellen and I do agree. People, if you will see that a lot of times women will not get the equal pay for equal work. But the fact of the matter is, don't make it so mandatory that you're going to burden businesses that actually are going to be on absolute overload to survive. You're seeing businesses all over the country shut down.
Yeah, what I would say is, look, does it happen? Yeah. I mean, a broken clock is right twice a day, too. So it happens, and I don't doubt there are people that are there. I'm suggesting that, you know, the motivation of a business is to have a qualified person in a position, and whether that person is a male or a female, I believe the overwhelming desire of that company is to keep a qualified person in there, pay them so they can retain them and do business. Not fun hiring people. You want people in that. So I guess what I'm saying is this seems to be a solution in search of a problem. Does it happen? Of course. But is it a huge problem? I don't think so. I think this is good politics for this president, trying to shore up his base, in my view.
Well, no, I think he's doing the right thing by women, and it's about to, it's very important.
Yeah, but do we need government to do that, I guess? Anyway, you two have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. The Golden Girls, folks, back at it again tomorrow on the Hot Issues of the Day.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Nesset Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the Booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the Booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to nessetconsulting.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
I promised I would talk a little bit more about this connection between the poll that suggests North Dakotans trust their state government more than residents in any other state trust theirs, 77% saying they have a great deal or fair amount of trust and confidence in the government's ability to handle state problems. If you are a Democrat and you see overwhelming Republican control of the government, in other words, every statewide office, large majorities in the House and the Senate, and you see this poll, okay, they have big numbers, highest level of confidence in the United States. How do you move the ball down the field? You have to throw long balls. You have to, and what the term I like to use is jump the shark, meaning you just go so over the top to be able to get noticed. You know, you can't do it with little baby steps. And how are they doing that? We have a state with an enormous amount of economic activity, largely as a result of energy and development in the state. And so you come up with a wedge, and you use it. And their wedge is to try and take the pain points that are legitimate and real from communities, from the disruption to normal, if you will, and in some places, you know, 3, 5, 7 years ago, a very sleepy pace to life. And now it's chaotic and crazy. And I would argue, in many ways, for a lot of people, very, very good. Enormous opportunities, new jobs being created, new businesses being created, new wealth that goes to generations. For folks that you know, didn't sign up for that, they're not going to get that. And so this, to me, a strong number is exactly what's going on. And you have a collaboration between the Sky is Falling editorial writers and people that share an ideology with them, Democrats. That's why they're employing the wedge. That's why the wedge is real. This is sort of a dumb moment. Yeah, it all comes together now. They know those numbers before you know them. They get what they're up against. So this all makes a whole lot of sense, if you ask me, and explains a lot of it. All right, here is that call I promised earlier. We asked the question, what's on your mind? And here's an opportunity to tell us at 855-200-1776. It's kind of a follow-up to a conversation that we started yesterday on the program, but some good insights from a listener here. Roll it.
Hi, I just wanted to touch on the hypocrisy of people talking about their individual freedoms. Like most recently, what I was specifically talking about is smokers and this whole campaign about, you know, apartment buildings and whatnot. Now, I'm not a smoker, but I totally get it. You know, you're at home you're in your own personal space and you want to be able to smoke, and I totally get that for people who do smoke. But I think they're missing the point about, you know, getting underneath, you know, going out into, you know, other people's areas and people who don't smoke, like specific, like I don't want, you know, I'm in agreement with smokers that you want your freedom. You want to be able to do that. If you want to destroy your body and your lungs and whatever, hey, you've got every right to do that. But, and that is your personal freedom, but you are selfish when you're just thinking about yourself. And, you know, cause I don't want to be around you breathing your secondhand smoke, and they're, you know, the facts are undeniable about what smoking does. So, to people and secondhand smoke and all that. So, you know, you can have your individual freedom, but think about other people. I mean, over the past 40 years, we have gotten away from community, and it's been this whole thing about individualism and individual freedoms and all that, and it's all about you. And I can give you one perfect example about all about you is take a look at how people drive out here. I mean, you know, it's never good enough to just do the speed limit and stay off of the back end of somebody. You know, somebody's doing the speed limit down the road, you got to pass them. Why do you pass them? I'll tell you why, because you're just another monkey out there, and it's monkey see, monkey do. You're only passing because everybody else does, and you want to be like everybody else, and there's nothing worse than being unoriginal, in my opinion. And the other reason you're doing it is because there's no cops out here policing anything. But now they want to start policing texting while driving. You know, you want to make some money and clean up the roads and make them safer. Get these people that just pass for no reason whatsoever. Why do you have to do 75, 80 when the speed limit is 65? How can that not be fast enough? Well, you think your car is a time machine? You can, you know, think around all morning and, you know, wait till the last minute to get going for your day and make it up in the car. Your car is not a time machine, okay? You people need to wake up. You're causing hazardous road conditions when you drive the way you drive. It doesn't make any sense. Slow down. Do the speed limit and respect other people's individual freedoms, not just yours, okay? It's not an individual freedom to drive however you want to drive, okay? Follow the rules of the road. It's not that hard. Let's get back to community in this country. There's nothing wrong with community. Nothing wrong with having some respect for your fellow man and woman. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not all about you. Wake up.
Well, how about that? First of all, thanks for the passion. Clearly got a sense of passion on number one, freedom, and number two, on not wanting people just to do what others do. And I tell you what, vast majority of us do, don't you? And it can get you into trouble. It can really get you into trouble. Especially young minds that are being formed, kind of that peer pressure. Okay, I guess that's what you do. That's not freedom. You use the term, that's being a monkey. That's just monkey see, monkey do. Love the passion. Agree or disagree with him? Let me know at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. A story that is breaking during the program here, disturbing, about a incident at a Pennsylvania high school. 20 students at least have been injured in a stabbing incident. A stabbing incident. That's all I know. Trying to find out some more on this, but I will admit that this will be interesting to see how, in fact, we inject this into the debate about school violence. Almost a little inconvenient, isn't it? What do I know here? Suspect, at least 20 people injured. Emergency crews in Pennsylvania responding to reports of multiple stabbings. Westmoreland County High School. Authorities said one suspect, a male student in custody, following an incident that happened at 7:20 at Franklin Regional High School in Murraysville. As many as 20 students were hurt in the attack, four of them with significant injuries. An emergency message, a critical incident has occurred at the high school. All elementary schools are canceled. The middle school and high school students are secure. Multiple helicopters transporting victims to nearby hospitals. It did not appear any of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. Murraysville, by the way, is about 15 miles from Pittsburgh. All we know at this point, how long before we have a worldwide discussion on banning whatever object it was used. Maybe it was a pen. Maybe we're going to ban pens in schools now, for crying out loud. Jim in Fargo wants to weigh in on the last call's point. Mr. Moore, Dustin, is standing by for a little sports update here, too. So we got all that coming up, plus the weather. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Say, what it is, I'm smoking, it's repulsive, it's all the above. But I'm sitting there telling people that the damage that these claim that secondhand smoke done is way, way, way overstated, because if it was as bad as it was, there is none of us in my age bracket, I'm in my 60s, would be alive, because everywhere I went as a kid, there was cigarette smoke. Every single building, every car, everywhere I went, I was around secondhand smoke. And my mother was around it for 83 years, and both her husbands smoked, and all five of her kids smoked. So that I'm saying smoking's repulsive, it's all of the above, but they definitely overstate the danger of secondhand smoke. And that's what I want to say.
Yeah, it's not exactly the kind of science that makes them jump up and down. But I'm with you. You're applying logic to it. Agree with what you and of course they have to overblow it. It's the hype again. It's jumping the shark to get their ultimate goal. Appreciate the call, Jim. Thanks a bunch. 855-200-1776. Dustin Moore is tackling the sports stories of the day for us. NDSU's new coach, the big story of the day. Do we get any bigger than that?
I think that along with UND tomorrow are the big ones. But, yeah, the Wahpeton native is on the job, and it sounds like NDSU's pretty happy about it.
You know, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I mean, the 12 years there and an alum himself, and, this just makes sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the players have already come out and endorsed him as well, so it makes a lot of sense. I think this is what most people expected.
Yeah, he's got basketball roots. He's got, the history of having been the associate coach. I mean, he's just, a lot of it obviously makes sense. So, and this has worked for the Bison. Kevin Schneff has a story in the forum about that today, too. It's a winning formula. All right, what else? How about the Twins?
Twins got an afternoon game today against the A's. Philip Hughes looking for another start, so try to get some work done this afternoon. If you got the Twins on in the background, that'll be an afternoon game today. And then what I'm looking forward to is 9 o'clock here coming up. You got the coach on.
We are going to chat with Dave Haxtall, the coach of the University of North Dakota, and from Philly, where the Frozen Four is happening. And you bet, that's the big one. North Dakota back in the big dance, and this, you don't get any bigger a dance than the Frozen Four in hockey. And you don't get a much better rivalry than, North Dakota-Minnesota matchups over the years are just phenomenal. So Sioux Gopher series are legendary, and to have that in a Frozen Four, you almost just can't get any better than this. It's beautiful. Priceless.
It's going to be fantastic. Speaking of hockey, the Minnesota Wild clinched a playoff berth last night with a really exciting win over the Bruins in the shootout. They had about 10 chances in overtime to win it, but they end up getting the shootout win. So they've clinched the top playoff seed. There's still some games to shake out. They have a real important game against St. Louis tomorrow at 7, which nobody's going to be watching because we're all going to be watching UND Gophers. St. Louis, Anaheim, Colorado are the top three teams in the conference. The Wild are going to play whoever that second team is, so it's looking like either Colorado, Anaheim, or St. Louis.
That's beautiful. WCHA has a new commissioner.
Yes, they do. A name very familiar to many of the people around there. But, yep, WCHA. And also NDSU King Frazier, the running back that transferred from Nebraska. He's going to miss the rest of the spring season. He's getting his knee scoped to see the extent of the damage.
More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Well, my good friends at Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, have outdone themselves with a great deal for Scott Hannon listeners. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott will get you, get a load of this, 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off private bowling, which is a blast in the Chase's Bowling Alley, and free breakfast each morning of your stay now through the end of April. That's right. You stay any Sunday through Thursday, you'll get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, 50% off bowling, and free breakfast every morning of your stay at Chase on the Lake. Here's all you need to do. Go to ChaseOnTheLake.com. By the way, check out all the spa treatments in the Copper Doravada Spa. The body wraps, the massages, the pedicures, the manicures, the spa packages. 50% off. Take your pick. It's a great deal. Or call them at 888-CHASE-06 to reserve yours now. Tell them Scott sent you to Chase on the Lake.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Today will be a very important day of the snow removal project, one of spring's most important functions. 73 degrees today, which reminds me we got to crank up the bumper music you've requested on the first 70-degree day of the year, rest of the way here throughout the program. So I'm on it. We're doing it. We'll do it for you here on the program today. And weather-wise, we're looking pretty good. Let me get to a call that came in during the break. Got some coming in for Kevin Cramer, too, our Congressman Kevin Cramer in our talk radio town hall this Wednesdays in the 10 o'clock hour. So Congressman Cramer will be here, and if you do want to get your questions or comments in, this one's in on Lois Lerner and the decision that the House is facing regarding criminal charges against this woman for her shenanigans. So look forward to Kevin's take on that. But anyway, that's coming up. That is coming up in our 10 o'clock hour, and if you want to get your questions or comments in now, they're welcome at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776 on the program today, okay? So get those in. When you call 855-200-1776, press 1, and you can leave your message. 2 to chat with us live on the air, press 1 if you want to get your calls, questions, comments in line, in queue for Congressman Cramer come up. Here's a call that came in off the break on a topic we tackled earlier on the 77% of North Dakota residents trusting state government being one of the reasons that Democrats are unable to recruit candidates to fill out all of the legislative posts. Here's this caller's take.
Scott, the reason the Democrats are having trouble finding candidates for the legislature is the fact that all the Democrats are claiming to be Republicans and running and governing as Republicans. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. A criticism of the Republicans. Appreciate your opinion and welcome it. I would disagree with that because Democrats aren't going to be happy until they have people with Democrats behind their name. But, they want somebody with a D. And if you look at what the Democrats do, what do they want to do? They want to spend more, right? They want to tax more. So they have an insatiable appetite. They're not getting what they want. Their agenda is being largely thwarted by the Republican majorities. So, but I take your point in that that doesn't mean Republicans don't spend too much as well, or something. Sometimes and very often, I think one could look at the amount of revenue being generated by all the economic activity in North Dakota and say we're spending too much. And by the way, why do we still have an income tax? All fair points. 37 right now, but somewhere in the 73 to 75 range throughout the valley today. Going to be nice, sunny, warm. And even see one report of 76 forecasted for Fargo. Winds will put a little bit of a damper on the day. Southwest wind at 20 to 30. Some thunderstorms early tonight, then partly cloudy after midnight, low about 37 degrees. Out in the oil patch, here's what you can expect today. We'll go smack dab in the middle of the patch where our tower is located, KTGO, right in the middle of Tioga, North Dakota. But this obviously works for Stanley and Williston, Minot, Watford City, and some of the areas that we cover for the vast majority of Stanley, supposed to be about not quite as warm, 62 today. Not doing as well as the east, 64 in Newtown, Watford City, 64 degrees today, Williston, 64. Forecast looks like this. Mix of clouds and sun, gusty winds, high low 60s, but a little west wind at 25 to 35, and serious winds. Winds could occasionally gust even over 40 miles an hour. Clear skies tonight, gusty winds. During the evening, low around 30 with a west-northwest wind at 25 to 35. It'll die down to 10 to 20 later. But early on, again, 40-mile-an-hour winds expected. 62 and windy tomorrow, 55 some sun on Thursday, Friday 57, Saturday 46, Sunday 39. So my apologies in advance. Not everybody's going to hit 70. 70 in the east, 70 in the central part of the state. Bismarck beat 70 degrees today. Right now, 44 and fair skies in Tioga, 46 in Williston, Watford City 39, Newtown at 42. Stanley, some sun and clouds, 42 degrees headed for that 62. Up in Columbus, no sun today. How can that be? One of our favorite places in North Dakota, 39 degrees in Columbus at this hour. Back in the valley, partly cloudy, 37 in Grand Forks. And on the way to Grand Forks, will be a little cool, too, on the top end of the state. Not going to hit 70. 66 up there. Hillsboro 37, but got the sun, so the snowmelt project will be well underway. 75 in Hillsboro today. Grafton, it's 35 at this hour. Kindred, 39 degrees. Breckenridge, 35 degrees. And Fergus Falls, 39. Looks like the divide is more north-south than it is east-west on this 70-degree day. Over in Detroit Lake, 71, but 42 right now. Thief River Falls on the northern half of the tier, so only 60, but 39 right now. Warroad, 39 right now. Watertown, 35 degrees. Get a little of this. Sioux Falls, 77 is what they're gunning for today. 42 the temp right down there now. 33 in Aberdeen at this hour. Bismarck's 37 heading for 73 degrees. All right, that's a check of the weather. Coming up, we're going to chat with Dave Haxtall, coach of the UND Fighting Sioux hockey team, about the Frozen Four, the big dance for hockey. We'll take a little bit of time for your calls. We have a Common Core debate on this issue that not many people in the mushy middle on Common Core. You either think it's the greatest thing ever and very needed for education, or you think it is really bad news. So we'll debate that from both sides of the issue. Welcome your calls on it. And in the 10 o'clock hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer, the talk radio town hall for the whole hour. Get those calls in right now, 855-200-1776. press 1 to leave your message for Coach Hackstall. What's on your mind continues straight ahead, friends. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.